Well, good morning, Caleb. You're my best friend today because you brought chocolate-coated goodness.
It's a conditional friendship, apparently.
Well, we've been hearing about the making
so
of the peanut butter balls and apparently the dipping of, what, 140 or so?
It was 140-some, yeah. It finished up a little after 11 o'clock last night. So.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to try mine live on the air.
Okay, so he brought them in. I promptly, shoved one in my mouth. And was like, oh, it's delicious. It's so good. And Mark's like, I'm going to be patient and, delay gratification and be a better person than me and do it live on the air.
Yeah, peanut butter and talking don't work so great. But here we go. Sampling the goods here.
I should sample a second one. Mm-hmm.
You probably should.
They are sufficiently dipped for sure.
They
didn't go chintzy on it.
No.
Do you use a milk chocolate or a semi-sweet?
Both.
What?
Yes. So it's a mixture of milk chocolate, semi-sweet, and then, of course, an agent in there as well, too, to actually help them stay together. But
so your low-sugar diet, have you sampled the product?
I did have one last night, yeah.
Just one?
Yeah, just one. So,
wow. They've been in front of me for 5 minutes. I've had two.
It was good my discipline. Reward for dipping half of them. After I dipped half of them, then it was, okay, you may have one. Mm. So, and then I asked my wife if she wanted one of sort of an Adam Eve thing, and... except in reverse. And so I was like, would you like one? She's like, no, I shouldn't. And then she had one. So,
oh, yeah.
That's right. They're very good.
They're my favorites. My wife makes these too. So,
yeah. And now it's been a long time since you've had one because you didn't have them in Liberia, right?
This Christmas, now I've eaten Caleb's peanut butter balls before my wife's. So.
Oh.
But I will eat more of hers than his.
That makes it all
that was great, Caleb.
These
that
are
was
awesome. And I seriously was like, oh, yeah, just a couple a piece. And Lindsay, she's where it's at.
Though I'm guessing if Michelle's listening this morning, Michelle may want to try one or two.
She better hurry up and get here fast.
What better incentive to come into work early today?
We will share.
We're going to share with the staff.
Black Friday is just a short 48
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
I don't know what
one
I'm thinking.
One day at a time.
Well, some people are starting the shopping on Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Yeah, not I. Black Friday, 48 hours away. And now, for those of you who are out there shopping and doing all of this, one of the biggest challenges is finding a parking spot.
Yes.
Well, there's an app for that now.
Of course.
There's this app, it's called the MyPark app, which, this is really space-agey to me, deploys automated placeholders in malls across the U.S. Seriously, you go onto the app, and it has to be a participating mall. Not sure if any of our local or regional malls have them yet, but... So you go, you get their little app, and you reserve your spot. The cost is $1 to $3 for 2 hours reservation with an extra charge for every hour after that. And basically this little robot, it's this little box on the ground and it goes, bzzzt. I'm sure it makes that
That's
sound.
That's the sound that it makes.
I'm sure. And it pops up so no one can park there with a little flag that says, this spot is reserved.
Huh.
Yeah.
Back in my day, at Bible camp, Camp Fairwood, shout out to them. You would go early, if you want the best spot in chapel.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd, I know. But if you want the best spot in chapel, you'd go put your Bible.
Oh, yeah, 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 right.
Your Bible down.
Well, when you go to one of the music festivals, Life Fest, you'd go get your lawn chairs.
Or if you wanted to sit by the cool counselor, again, camp store, if you wanted to sit by the cool counselor, you would run in and you would tip your chair up against the table and then you got to sit by the cool counselor.
Exactly.
So.
Well, and in addition, these spots are located right next to the entrances. So...
When you said there was an app, I thought it was there's a Siri-like voice that said, go down 2 rows, then take a left.
No.
No.
There's actually a robot that pops up and says, this is your spot. Here's the part that really made me do the double time.
I want a robot that will defend my honor if somebody cuts me off.
That's coming. That's coming. Right. Next Christmas.
Here's the part that really was whoa, what? You can reserve your spot, as you pull into the parking lot,
Oh.
Or... up to 6 months in advance.
6 months?
Yes! You can reserve your spot.
This isn't a parade and a lawn chair a day or a couple hours
early. I feel like Jesus was
early.
Just like, don't worry about tomorrow. What clothes you will wear, where you're going to park.
Yeah, right.
They've partnered
Modern
with malls in New York, Georgia, Florida, Minnesota, and other areas. Since its launch, MyPark has also rolled out a validation feature, which lets merchants reimburse customers for using the service.
So we don't
it's
have
my
park,
spot.
But we do have don't eat romaine lettuce in Wisconsin.
Right. A new survey is out about grandparents. They compiled the most important pieces of advice people ever received from their grandpas and grandmas.
Oh, I love it. I love it
as well. And it's really made me think a lot about my grandparents as well. So Top five things we learned from our grandparents, according to this survey, is how to be thankful, how appropriate, how to cook, also appropriate, how to clean, how to buy, be smart with money, and how to do basic DIY projects. So I'm good with that. But I really, it made me think so much about my grandma, who is still alive. She's in Chicago in a nursing home. I just got to see her last month, and or maybe 2 months ago now. Love her. She raised 7 children. Amazing woman. And, okay, she was really happening, too, because when I had my daughter 13 and a half years ago, she emailed me a congratulations for both of my kids. So she was kind of like a hip grandma. But she gave me the best parenting advice I think that I have ever received, and I still cling to it to
what
this
was that?
Day. People are going to give you all kinds of advice, and when people give you advice on how to raise your children, smile and nod and say thank you. And then turn around and do whatever you were going to do and whatever your heart and gut told you to do anyways.
Hmm.
So basically her advice was don't take people's advice. Do what you're going to do. And I love that.
Yeah.
And it has served me well.
Huh. That's good. Yeah. I remember 2 things from my grandmother, Evelyn, that we named our oldest child after. And that is, number one, she said, marry a believer. I mean, she didn't. Mm. And she strongly said, marry a Christian. And the second thing, my grandmother never drove, and she said when we would leave her house, she would always say, go slow on corners. So, Grandma, I have not tipped over the car going around a corner yet. So there you go.
Yeah, I know that. With thinking of my grandparents, and I never really got to know my grandma on my mom's side because she passed away when I was 1. But my grandpa Byers on that side, when he was still living, so many people told me that, hey, you're like grandpa. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, why is that? And then I what sticks out to me is we were stacking wood one time, and the precise way that I was stacking wood, my mom was like, you're just like my dad. She's like, it just has to be done just so. And so I appreciate my grandpa so much. And again, how he softened and mellowed. I mean, he was a hardworking farm boy and military man, all that, and how he softened and showed so much love through the years. He always... I could say so much about both of my grandpas, but I think about him because he was the most generous person I have ever met, and he never, ever took any credit for it. He would always just say, oh, yeah, I just found something along the side of the road and brought it for you. And that was how my grandpa was. So thinking about him today.
And you take after him because you shared peanut butter balls
That's
with your coworkers today.
Just found along the side of the road and brought them in.
Good. Roadkill.
Oh, good. Well, we're wrapping up our Wednesday morning. Today is the last day we're all together until Monday. So I feel like we're bidding a farewell.
We'll probably come back a little bit happier and perhaps heavier.
Yes. So. And that's okay because we'll all be eating and venting.
Dolly Parton's marriage advice this week was, how do you stay married so long? She said, time apart. So, you know, hey, we're not married, but... kind of breathe out a little bit. So.
Sure.
There you go. So we've been taking your calls and texts all morning, sharing what you're thankful for. It was really neat. You know, we do morning devotions here at the studio.
It was great yesterday.
Yesterday, weekly devotions. And it was just a great devotion. And we all went around the table, just like we do at our Thanksgiving tables.
It was
and
good
said,
variety.
Yeah,
it was.
Said what we were thankful for. So we thought we would share a little bit with you all this morning.
Ladies
as
first.
To what we're thankful for. Me today, I am so thankful for my children because I love them and I'm so, so proud of them. I'm a very proud mom.
I would just say working with you. I mean, you love your husband and you love your husband and you love your kids. And it really comes across, I think, on and off air. I would say 2 things. When we moved to Liberia, my one prayer for my kids was that they would become more thankful. Now, hopefully that happened. But because I believe thankfulness precedes joyfulness. So they're only as joyful as they are thankful. This year, I'm very thankful for the United States of America.
Yes.
As divided as we can seem, this is a great country that there are wonderful opportunities and blessings provided. But let's not take them for granted and let's be appreciative for them.
I know I shared yesterday, too, but again, I was just I've been struck recently because there's so many times in America, it's, you know, how do you get to that next level, that next job, that next car, that next home, you know, whatever it is. And in real estate terms, my home would be called cozy. And so there are a lot of things where it's like, man, it feels like we're just outgrowing this. And yet I've been struck so much in the past year by how wonderful it is that I have a home and how grace-filled my life has been to be in this spot where I have a home that keeps me warm, that things aren't breaking horribly. And every time I go to that home, I put my key in the lock, and before I can even open the door, there's someone little opening it from the other side, so excited that I'm back. And I can't exchange that joy for the world to have people that love me in a home that I own. And some of those fleeting fancies of the world just pale in comparison to the love that I've been given from my Heavenly Father and the love of the family that He's given me. So,
right.
I saw this quote. I just wanted to share it as we end here from Max Licato. He says this: "The grateful heart is like a magnet sweeping over the day, collecting reasons for gratitude." May that be our prayer for every day. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.